சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 12 வெர்ஸ் 16. அனபேக்ஷுச்சிர்தக்ஷஹ உதாசீனோ கதவ்யதஹ சர்வாரம்ப பரித்யாகீ யோ மத்பக்த சமே ப்ரிய ஹேவிங் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் தி ஃபைவ் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பக்தி லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா என்யூமரேட்டிங் த ஃபலம் ஆஃப் தட் அல்டிமேட் பக்தி. Five levels of bhakti we saw was karma lakshana bhakti, sakama karma lakshana bhakti. Two types of karma lakshana bhakti, sakama karma lakshana bhakti and nishkama karma lakshana bhakti. Sakama karma lakshana bhakti is the least bhakti. It is the beginning stage of bhakti. One has to start. One can start, not one has to start, one can start. Has, can, there is lot of difference. Then nishkama karma lakshana bhakti, one has to take up that selfless service as a bhakti or a devotion, as a second level of bhakti. Once a person is from rajasic, less rajasic, then he comes to upasana lakshana bhakti. Two types of upasana lakshana bhakti, sakama upasana lakshana bhakti or ekarupa upasana lakshana bhakti. That is third step. More mature than that is vishwarupa lakshana bhakti or anekarupa lakshana bhakti. Seeing the Lord in everything is more mature devotion. And the final one is Jnana Lakshana Bhakti, in which the bhakta identify himself or herself with the Lord. Jnana Lakshana Bhakti, in which the bhakta never see the difference between oneself and the Lord. That is Aikya Bhakti, Parabhakti, Advaita Bhakti. That is the last and final culmination. There is no sixth type of bhakti or sixth level of bhakti. I am advanced than this Jnani Lakshana Bhakti, you cannot say. There is no further. That is why it is the culmination. அத்வைத பக்தி, ஞானி பக்தி ஆர் பரபக்தி ஆர் அபேத பக்தி. ஒன்ஸ் த அபேத பக்தி, விச் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ஞானம், ஆத்ம ஜானம், தட் இஸ் த லாஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஃபைனல் பக்தி. வாட் இஸ் த ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் ஆஃப் சச் எ பர்சன்? வாட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் of a mind? His own mind status is like this. Jnana phalam is jivan mukti. Atma jnana phalam, aikya jnana phalam, or jivatma paramatma aikya jnana phalam is jivan mukti or mokshaha eva phalam jnanasya. Mokshaha means what? Freedom. Jeevan Mukti means what? Freedom while living. This is very, very important to understand. Each word we have to take very seriously. Don't be serious with anything. Be serious with the Vedantic statements. Lord Krishna's statements, you have to be very serious. Jnanasya phalam jivan muktihi. Freedom while living is the translation. Immediately you have to question, freedom from what? Freedom from emotional turbulence. That's all. Emotional turbulence. Freedom from fundamental emotional disturbances is called freedom. When not after death. After death, no emotions at all. Where is the question of fundamental emotions? While living only at Jagradavasthayam, when you are interacting with the world only, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, lot of emotional upsurges, occupying, dominating, overwhelming, those problems are the fundamental problems every human being facing. So while living, I am facing this problem. Let me be free from these mental, emotional, fundamental problems, which are the cause for all psychosomatic ailments. According to Yoga Vashishta, there is no disease at all. There are diseases, diabetes, asthma, heart problem, this problem, that problem, all are because of mental disturbance. All mental disturbances are nothing but emotional imbalance. Emotional imbalance is the cause for all diseases. Because of emotional disturbances, stress comes, anxiety comes, anxiousness comes. Because of that, prana disturbs, physical body is disturbed, then slowly it percolates into physical body, come out as an outcome is disease. These are not my words. This is what Patanjali Yoga Shastra says. Yoga Vashishtam, Vashishtha Maharshi also says. Therefore, emotional fundamental problems relief is called Jivan Mukti. If I do not know this, I think Jivan Mukti means something else, something else. And I spend all of my lifetime in that only. Therefore, correct your notion regarding Mukti. Our Mukti is not posthumous Mukti, not after death. That is why our ancestors always highlight Jivan Mukti. While living here itself, Atraiva Brahma Samashnute. Brahma Samashnute means merge with Brahman, means what? I discover I am Brahman. Once I discover I am Brahman, I have no emotional problems. Once I am free from emotional problems, I am Muktaha. Once I am Muktaha, while living or after death, while living. Who wants Mukti after death? Anyhow, you are Muktaha after death. Who is interested? You cannot verify you are Muktaha or not at that time. I want freedom from problems or troubles in this life, here, now itself. If you are interested, Shastra says, yes, you can get it. You study Bhagavad Gita properly. Understand it properly. You can get Jivan Mukti. This is called Jivan Mukti, not any mysterious, miraculous powers. Never carried away by miraculous powers. Even highly educated, so-called enlightened people go towards those people who shows their miraculous powers. Unfortunate thing. Miraculous powers are nothing to do with Atma Jnanam. I told you in the last class, Jnani without miraculous powers. Jnani with miraculous powers. Ajnani with miraculous powers. Ajnani without miraculous powers. Naal vidam. Jnani with miraculous powers. If he want to show, let him show. Doesn't matter. But he is having jnanam. That is important. Jnani without miraculous powers also fine. More fine. Jnani without any miraculous powers. அப்படி காமிக்கணும். மிராக்குலஸ் பவர்ஸ்னா அப்படி கை இப்படி பண்ணாலே எல்லாமே கொட்டணும். என்ன பணம் ஆர் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். ஜானி வித்தவுட் மிராக்குலஸ் பவர்ஸ் கேன் பி தேர், பட் தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் அக்ஞானிஸ் வித் மிராக்குலஸ் பவர்ஸ் மோர் டேஞ்சரஸ். தேர் ஆர் அக்ஞானிஸ் வித்தவுட் மிராக்குலஸ் பவர்ஸ் லெஸ் டேஞ்சரஸ். Therefore, jnanam is nothing to do with miraculous mystic powers. May you understand. Jnanam means freedom from emotional disturbances. That is called jivan mukti. Such a jivan mukta, how he looks at people, how he looks at oneself, how he responds, Lord Krishna enumerating from 13th shloka onwards, Adveshtha Sarvabhutanam. From there, every day you have to do what? Parayanam. Parayanam pannanu. Lalita Sahasranamam, Vishnu Sahasranamam, enough. What you have done, Parayanams of Rudra Parayanam, Lalita Sahasranama Parayanam, Vishnu Sahasrana Parayanam, enough. Once you are a Gita student, you have to do regular parayanam of Sthita Prajna Lakshanas, care of second chapter, 52 shloka number onwards. Then Parabhakta Lakshanas, you have to do regular parayanam. In this 16th shloka, we were seeing in the last class, this jnani, Parabhakta or Advaita Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta is Anapekshaha, not having any expectations from anyone for his or her emotional solace, emotional happiness. They never depend upon anyone. No expectation, my husband should behave like this, or my wife has to behave like this, or my children has to behave like this. No expectation on anything, on any person, on any person's behavior. No expectation. Our mental pain or agony or sorrow is only because of one thing. Remember, I am feeling some uneasiness inside means is equal to, you can put எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன் அன்னு அர்த்தம். என்னுடைய மனசுக்குள்ள துக்கம் வரத்துக்கு காரணம் என்னப்பா? ஒன்றும் இல்லை, ஈஸி ஈக்குவல் டு போட்டு அபேக்ஷா எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன். ஏதோ ஒரு எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன், சம்திங் ஆர் அதர், சம்வேர் ஆர் அதர் இன் த மைண்ட் தேர் இஸ் சம் எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன். ஒன்ஸ் தட் எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன் ஈஸ் நாட் ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு, நாட் ஆன்சர்டு, are not replied by situations or people, then I am disturbed. That is called what? Samsara. Whereas Jnani is one anapekshaha, no expectation. Let the people as they are, let the situations be there as they are, I am not bothered. There is one nice shloka. Instead of trying to change others, this jnani adjusts his own mindset. What is that slogan? Sarvatra sampadas tasya santushta yasya manasam. Sarvatra sampada, everything is prosperous for him, everything is auspicious for him. Sarvatra sampadas tasya yasya ஸ்தஸ்ய சந்துஷ்டம், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கண்டென்ட், சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைடு. சர்வத்ர சம்பத ஸ்தஸ்ய சந்துஷ்டம் யஸ்ய மானசம், ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் ஈஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைடு. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್. ಹೌ ಉಪಾನ ಗೂಢಪಾದಸ್ಯ ನನು ಚರ್ಮಾವೃತಾಮಹಿ. ಒನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಪೀಸಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ರೋಡ್, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೆಬಲ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆನ್ ದ ರೋಡ್. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಕಾರ್ಪೆಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ರೋಡ್? ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಕಾರ್ಪೆಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟೀ ನಗರ್ ಟು ಮೈಲಾಪುರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೈಲಾಪುರ್ ಟು ಅಣ್ಣಾನಗರ್ ಅಣ್ಣಾನಗರ್ ಟು ಬೆಸೆಂಟ್ ನಗರ್? ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ರೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಪೀಸಸ್, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ವಾಕ್? ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ? ವೇರ್ ಚಪ್ಪಲ್? ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಪೀಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ವೇರ್ ಚಪ್ಪಲ್, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಚಪ್ಪಲ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಹರ್ಟ್. Not that putting red carpet everywhere. Impossible. Impracticable. Therefore, upana gudapadasya. This person, intelligent person, wears chappal. Isn't it? Wears chappal. Nanu charmavritamahi. Not spreading the charmam means what? A carpet. Mahi on the earth, on the road. Intelligent person never try to adjust the road. In the pakkam mic sound, in the pakkam nai kathrade, in the pakkam ore sound, ore disturbance, or disturbance. This is what we have to learn. If at all we want to learn from Western countries, this noise pollution is very less. If at all we have to learn something from the West, if you put a volume, TV volume in your house, police will come and arrest. ஏன்னா நெய்பர்ஸ் வில் கம்ப்ளைண்ட். நம்ம ஊரில் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் பண்ணாலும் போலீஸ் வரமாட்டான், ஏன்னா அவனே பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பான்னா டிவியோ மொபைல் பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பான். ஹீ என்கரேஜஸ் பீப்புள் டு புட் வால்யூம் அண்ட் தே நெவர் பாதர், தே நெவர் பனிஷ். ஈவன் டாக்ஸ் ஆர் பார்க்கிங் ஆன் த ரோட், தே நெவர் பாதர். ஹவு மச் தே ஆர் டிஸ்டர்பிங், கீப்பிங் அல்சேஷன் டாக் அட் ஹோம் அண்ட் த்ரூ அவுட் த நைட் இட் இஸ் பார்க்கிங். They never bother how much I am disturbing the neighbors in our country. Apeksha asti parantu no remedy. If at all you have to learn from Western countries, they take care of the environment. They never disturb others. What right I have got to disturb others' sleep by keeping Alsatian dog in my house for my safety? Is it not papam? They never do that in that country. It is a crime if you do that way. But people never bother. Sound, volume, how much they keep, loud speakers, even including TV at home. They never think neighbors are disturbed. If you expect all these things in our country, will it happen? What to do? I cannot go and ask everyone, you change, you do this, you do that. One day SES they say, அப்புறம் நெக்ஸ்ட் டே தே ஸ்டார்ட் தேர் ஓன். தேர் ஃபோர் என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, திஸ் பர்சன் சேஞ்ச் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் செட், சேஞ்ச் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் ஓன் மைண்ட் செட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அனபேக்ஷா. இட்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் இன் அவர் கண்ட்ரி எஸ்பெஷலி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் பாருங்க, சுச்சிஹி நான் சுச்சிஹி. ஜானி இஸ் வெரி கிளீன், மனசா வாச்சா கர்மனா, வெரி கிளீன் பர்சன். அவர் பிரைம் மினிஸ்டர் இஸ் ஷவுட்டிங் கிளீன் இண்டியா, கிளீன் இண்டியா, ஸ்வச்ச பாரத். முடியுமா நம்ம நாட்டில்? இஃப் அட் ஆல் வி வாண்ட் டு லேர்ன் ஃப்ரம் வெஸ்டர்ன் கண்ட்ரீஸ், திஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு லேர்ன் கிளீன்லினஸ். யூ கோ டு எனி கண்ட்ரி வெஸ்ட் சைடு, தே ஆர் வெரி வெரி கிளீன். தே நெவர் புட் ரபிஷ் திங்ஸ் ஆன் த ரோட். வை கான்ட் வி லேர்ன்? Good things we don't learn, all bad things we are learning now from Western countries. There is a lot more to learn from Western countries, except culture. Their good habits, their way of discipline. If you go to a bank, within 2 minutes, they will send the customer out by finishing their work. If the customer stands in the bank more than that time, it is insult for them. That much respect they give for the customers. Here in our banks, you know, when the machine is not working, they are happily say, today machine is not working. Adhu or aanandama solli anupura. Insult. This is insult. There's a clean India. How can it come? That's why everyone has to think purity at environmental level, purity at body level, purity at verbal level, purity at action level, kriya shuddhi, vak shuddhi, manashuddhi, deha shuddhi, all these purities become natural for a jnani. They are very natural. Not for others' sake, for my health's sake, for my physical health, bahya shuddhi, antara shuddhi, cleanliness. That is why many Indians who have gone there, they won't come back here. They don't want to come back. When this India is going to become Swachha Bharat, idu nadakkara karyama? That's true, we have a heavy population. We don't have much space. That is difficult only. But it is not that you have to continue with this impurity. No, it is most unhealthy. You know? Unhealthy, many diseases will come. Therefore, shuchihi, it means not just wearing cleanly iron dress. Okay? You are clean, it is not sufficient. Your speech must be clean. Vak bhushanam bhushanam. Real ornament is your speech. Not just wearing other ornaments, costliest dress. But your face is smiling and you look so beautiful. But you are wearing 10,000 rupees sari, face is looking differently. What beauty you get? Is it a beauty? Natural beauty doesn't require any decoration or makeup or any ornaments. Kalidasa used to write about Shakuntala, how beautiful she is. So beautiful in Vanam, when she was living in Kanvashramam, she has never wearing any ornaments or pattu vastrams and all. Normal, ordinary dress she is wearing and without any ornaments. So beautiful she was. Why Kalidasa explained like that and described like that, Shakuntala? Real bhushanam is your speech. Therefore, shuchi, jnani is one how he speaks. Never hurt others, verbal purity is there, physical purity of course, and environmental purity, cleanliness, all these are very natural for a jnani. Once you want to become a jnani, you have to follow all of them first. Orderliness, cleanliness is next to godliness. Namakku ella quotations matram theriyum, quotations matram ekka jakkama quote pannum. But how much we are implementing? Hair clean, nail clean, from top to bottom must be clean. So very much important. First we should know how to leave our chappal in orderliness, orderly manner. My chappal should not touch others' chappal. People just throw their chappal and go, and their chappal falling on the others' chappals. And when this person go and wear the chappal, he has to remove that chappal, others' chappal. What type of orderliness is that? Cleanliness means orderliness. Orderliness is called cleanliness. Anywhere, at any time. That is very important. Suchihi, dakshaha, capable of doing anything with minimum resources. Not asking for any other resources, extra. Like our servants, they ask so many things, but they don't do cleanly, you know. Even at home also, children also demand so many things from parents. If you give this, I will study properly. If you give this vehicle for me, I can go in time and I can study well. My time can be saved. Like that they say, children also. Now college students, parents have to give what? Royal Enfield. They have to get the scooter, motorbike. Without that, they won't go to college or class. Parents have to provide. Those days, children used to go miles together and they study. Paramarthananda Swamiji was telling once, they used to go to miles together to go to their school. They have to walk miles together. No cycle also. Now who will go and study? Tell me nowadays. That is why vidyarthi chet yajet sukham. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥಿ ನೋ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥಿ ತ್ಯಜೇತ್ ಸುಖಂ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೀಕ್ ಎನಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟಾಗಿ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೆಂಗಿರ್ಕೋ ಹಂಗೇ ಉಕ್ಕಾರಣ ಮುನ್ನಡಿ சும்மா சொல்கிறேன் முன்னாடி பின்னாடி இடம் இருக்கே அது இது நம்ம பார்க்க மாட்டோம் எனக்கு ஃபேன் வேணும் நான் உட்காறேன் வித்யார்த்தி சேத் தியஜேத் சுகம் சுகார்த்தி சேத் தியஜேத் வித்யா இஃப் யூஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் ஓன்லி கம்ஃபர்ட் என்ன வரும் கம்ஃபர்டில் தூக்கம்தான் வரும் நன்ன இஃப் ஐ எம் வெரி கம்ஃபர்டபிள் ஸ்லீப் கம்ஸ் Once you are sleepy or sleeping, what vidya enters inside? Avidya continues, not vidya. Vidya will never enter. That's why children are more comfortable nowadays. Studies are not up to the mark. Therefore, dakshaha is one, capable, capacity is there. With minimum resources, he achieve higher goals. That is the capacity. Never demanding anything from parents, never demanding anything from boss, never demanding anything from other person. With whatever minimum resources are there, I fulfill my duty, my responsibility, and I give the best from that. That is called dakshaha. Jnani is one. He is very content, he is very happy with the minimum things and produce the best out of his knowledge or out of his resources, whatever he or she is having. Up to here, we saw in the last class, Dakshaha. Next word. Next trait of a Jnani, virtue of a Jnani is Udasinaha. Udasinaha, we should not take in a negative sense. உதாசீனஹன கண்டிக்காமல் இருக்கிறது அது அந்த மீனிங் எடுக்கக்கூடாது நெகட்டிவ் மீனிங் ஹியர் உதாசீனஹ மீன்ஸ் ராகத்வேஷ ரஹிதா நியூட்ரல் நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி குரூப்பிசம் நெவர் ஜாயின் வித் எனி குரூப் ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ்